On the line now, I have our friend Padraig Connellan, an editor of the Northside People. Good afternoon, Padraig.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Ah, good, thanks. Yeah, can't complain. Wednesday.
Yeah. Right, we're going to talk about some of this week's stories, and I'm struggling with my phone here. I have a new phone. The Donabate, they're talking about building 1,000 apartments out there. It's a bit crazy.
Well, it's actually, it's overall, it's 1,365 housing units on the area of Corbless East. I don't know, I'm sure you know it. You can see it there, it's across the estuary from Malahide. This plan has been, you know, the last couple of years now, absolutely, like, you know, being objective about this and all, but it doesn't seem to make any sense. Like, you know what I mean? It's an awful lot of housing units to put on this space. Now, the local community group, Donabate Portrane Community Council, have been opposing it for the last couple of years. Now, they've had a bit of a breakthrough, and now Fingal County Council agree with them. And they've said a few weeks ago that this development should not go ahead. For a number of reasons, they say, for example, that development doesn't respond to the environmental topography or the surrounding natural environment due to the sheer scale of the development. They also said it would cause serious harm to the visual amenities in the area, in particular Malahide Estuary. Donabate Portrane Community Council, they make the argument that, you know, even 600 apartments would be too much, never mind 1,300. They said, you know, there's no Garda station in Donabate. The rail service is already congested. There's inadequate retail options and few community facilities. So they make the point, I suppose, which is fairly reasonable, what's going to happen then if you have the addition of 3,000 people living in an area, but it's already, you know, straining under lack of services. Now, the developer, now it's Cannon Quirk, which is the developers behind it are a company called Cannon Quirk, but they have, it's been lodged by another part of that company called Aledo Development. Now, they got their experts to say that, you know, this development would add to the area, it would bring, you know, it would, I quote, an exemplar quality of life for all the residents of this new development. Also, the developer wants to put in a 37-acre nature park as part of the development, which would provide a green link from the estate to the local railway station. Now, I suppose at the moment, this Corbales East Strategic Housing Development is currently, I think, the second largest application in the state after that 1,600 unit monstrosity in Drumcondra at Holy Cross.
Yeah.
So, this one's going to run, I'd say. I doubt the developer is going to give up that easily. But at the moment, I suppose, there's a kind of bit of a standoff. You know, when the council are even advising against it, surely that has to be taken on board.
I only had John Lyons there on, and we were talking about different aspects of housing, and there's always something, and this is going on all over the place. They're talking about thousands of apartments, hundreds and thousands of apartments, and I haven't been up by Balmain in a long time, but I believe it's a monstrosity itself now with all the apartments that are going up.
It is, and like a lot of problem as well is, like, a lot of them are built to rent.
Yeah.
So, you know, families or even individual people will never get a chance to own them, and you know, are being, it's another barrier to homeownership.
It's like they don't want people to own their own homes. Anyway,
that's exactly,
the last time we were talking, we did mention about the families of the startup victims, but they recently marked a 41st anniversary. It's hard to believe that 41 years this has been going on.
And it's 41 years and it's still justice hasn't been done as well.
Yeah.
It's really important. You know, there's been more issues with the inquest, but yeah, we'll start with the obviously last week the families and some of the survivors gathered to mark the 41st anniversary. There was a candlelit vigil at the site of where the nightclub stood in Artane. Prior to that there was a mass, and after the mass the group moved over to the Stardust Memorial Park, where some of the family spoke. Now, you know, we were told a few weeks ago, and as well the families were told, that a fresh inquest was due to start in the Rotunda Round Room. Now there's more issues with that in relation to the families want a jury to be assembled equivalent to a criminal case. So a bill has been brought to the Shannon to ensure that this happens, and also that any jurors that take part will be compensated for missing work. I think at the moment is after 6 months, I don't think the employer has to, as far as I'm aware off the top of my head, they want that change, because obviously this could go on for years. So, but it seems like, you know, you've dealt with the story as well before. It's just absolutely beyond comprehension.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, really.
It really, like every single time, it seems that okay, they're nearly there. There's some other barriers pulling the way. You know, it's mind-boggling, to be honest with you. The whole issue with, you know, it was supposed to be in the RDS, and then the lease was allowed to run out before any, you know, any proper part of the inquest took place. Then there was the whole issue, now they need to find another venue, they get the venue, now there's more issues. It's just like,
That is, it's disgraceful. I'm just looking underneath that article that the local Enterprise Week is happening in Fingal from the 7th to the, what is it, the 11th?
To the 11th of March, exactly. And like, of course, anybody, any local entrepreneurs that, you know, are looking for those grants there and help and everything out there. I've spoken to people down the years who have benefited from getting involved with the local enterprise office. Like, so yeah, definitely there'll be some interesting stuff there as well. You know, and I suppose it's a good time to be launching a business now.
Yeah.
This year, hopefully, anyway, if as long as Putin doesn't decide to start World War III, but.
That's frightening as well.
It's strange, because somebody posted, you know, they weren't trying to make fun of the issue, but they said, you know, oh, how long is it, you know, who's going to be the first to lodge a motion in Dublin City Council in relation to it? And we were joking this morning, you know, cause I know we're not joking about the world, but it seems to be, you know, these world events happen, some councillor decides to try and, so yeah, sure enough, we had Councillor James Gagan, he's going to bring a motion to twin Dublin with Kiev. So I don't know how that's going to help the people of Kiev. But I suppose he's trying his best.
I'm sure the people of Kiev now are paying great attention to that.
I know they shouldn't be laughing, but Jimmy, I mean.
It's local
politics trying to insert itself onto the world stage.
Yeah. Now here's a good one here. I had kids in with me going back a couple of years about a beach cleanup, and Donabate again. School children tackled Donabate beach cleanup.
Yeah, so there was over 24 school children from Balbriggan Community College, St Mary's, Holy Faith in Glasnevin, St Joseph's Secondary in Rush, alongside Dundalk Grammar School. She said, last week took part in a big beach cleanup in Donabate. Always brilliant to see. Seems to be the younger generation, though, is like, compared to our generation, are so clued into and they're so passionate about the environment. And it's great to see. Now, the other, which is bad to see, was a large volume of rubbish that they lifted. Yeah, bottles, sweet wrappers, wet wipes, face masks. Just like, there are bins around there as well. I never understand that. It's like kind of I don't know, reluctant some people have to use bins, like.
Yeah, and it's like dumping, you know. I can't understand it myself. You know, the Stardust Park here, it's a lovely park, and people are dumping rubbish into it.
It's just that some people are just, I suppose some people just want to watch the world burn. Like, you know, the kids were making the point that even a small change can make a big difference. Like, for example, you know, just putting that stuff in the bin rather than flushing it in the toilet so they don't end up on the beaches. Like, I heard somebody was saying, yeah, there's like people flushing nappies down the toilet stuff, and you know, somebody I know who works in the plumbing industry, it's like, yeah, I don't know, maybe there needs to be more education in how to dispose of these things. But I thought, you know, it's very straightforward, like, how to dispose of them, but obviously not. More work needs to be done, but fair play to the kids for giving up their time to have the beach looking in great nick. Now, I've seen the photographs there, it was spotless afterwards, so well done to them all, and hopefully they won't have to do it again for a long time.
It beggars belief, as they say.
Exactly. Some people have said they just, I don't know, don't seem to care.
Right, I think we've time for another one. Your colleague covered this one. Fingal reviewing sea swimming facilities across the county. What's happening there, do you know?
Yeah, the old that's the new thing is sea swimming as opposed to swimming. You still haven't taken to the waters yet, have you?
No.
I love swimming now, but I wouldn't. It's a bit cold.
Yeah,
I'd imagine. So yeah, as you're saying, the local council are considering putting changing facilities at a lot of the popular sea swimming spots around the county. They were responding to a question by Councillor Adrian Henshey, which was, I suppose, a reasonable request, because, you know, I suppose if people are mad enough to go and swim in the sea and all through the year in Dublin, then I suppose it's fair enough to give them somewhere to where they can get changed as well. So the council said in the response to this question, they're going to explore the idea of working in partnership with various organisations like Swim Ireland, Open Sea Swimming, and Bord Fáilte to you know, create so many changing places. But yeah, I always thought that, because you see some people are, you know, very exposed in the to the elements, like, you know, it would. I was surprised though, nobody in the council, you know, because usually when these things are kind of a forward, it was like, you know, with the public toilets, it was like, oh no, we can't have public, you know, toilets, because it'll only, troublemakers will only gather. Like, so I was just waiting for somebody in the council to retort with, like, oh, it's, you know, somebody's going to it'll cause antisocial behaviour or whatever. This seems to be always the council's retort, like, to any requests for these sort of things. So hopefully this goes ahead, because good to see. So each to their own. People enjoy getting frozen, but they seem to enjoy it anyway.
I don't know if it's good for you, if it's bad for you, or what. But I won't be trying it.
There was a funny one of the Irish comedians was there last year, and he was on it. They say a lot of them do this. Say, oh yeah, it's great for like clearing the head. Like, you know, he was asking them, what the hell is wrong with your head? Like,
that it needs to be cleared. Yeah.
It used to be cleared like that, yeah, but I suppose each their own. So hopefully they get their changing facilities. A positive story then, I suppose.
Yep. Another positive one we mentioned, we're running out of time. The Dubs aren't doing great, but the Ladies Dubs are doing well.
They are indeed. They've had a great start to their league campaign. I think it's 2 out of 2 already, and they play Cork this weekend, I think. Off the top of my head, they played Cork.
Mead, next.
So who are the current All Ireland champions? So that one should be great. Are going very bad at the moment.
They're of course they're in transition, as they're saying. You know.
Yes. Well, that's one way to feel like Man United.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, listen, the reader's page is going all right.
It is. John, it is. And our updated website should be ready now by the end of the month as well. But it's already it's been revamped at the moment, but it's still not the finished article yet. But it's getting there, and we're getting good numbers on that, and people are getting interested, and through social media, commenting a lot of stories and all that as well. So glad to be able to bring people news of what's happening in the local area.
Okay, unfortunately, we've run out of time, and next time, hopefully, I can have you in the studio and
yeah,
maybe have a coffee afterwards or something.
Yeah, that'd be great, John. Enjoy that, eh? Absolutely.
Okay, Patrick, listen, once again, thanks very much for taking the call.
No worries, John. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
All the best. Have a good day.
You too. Good luck. Right, that was Padraig Conlon there, and with some of this week's stories, and hopefully, as I said, we can have him in studio next week. Okay.